Properly speaking, anybody who is in the realm of heaven is a saint. So, of course, that's not just the people that are on the canonical list of saints. You know, it's anyone who is perfected and now standing in the full presence of God is, in fact, a saint. I have to comment a little bit about our reading, our first reading from Revelation. I think it's hilarious. There are some denominations that think they can count the number of souls that are actually going to be saved at the end of time by listening to the book of Revelation, by reading the 144,000 that are marked with the sign of the Lamb. That mark, of course, on the forehead is actually a symbolism or a reference to baptism. But they think, some people think that there's literally only going to be 144,000 people saved, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, because when you go on and read, it says, you know, I counted the number of souls, there were 144,000. And then you go a little later, and I saw a great multitude beyond counting. Come on, folks, we can do better than this. Of course, the point of that is that 12, of course, represents a couple things. The 12 tribes of Israel, so all of the chosen people, and the 12 apostles of the Lamb, right? So we have this multiplication of those two, the old covenant, the new covenant, as handed on to us by Jesus through the apostles. So we're saved not only through the old promise, but especially through the new promise, which perfects the old. And 1,000 from each of those, you know, so 12 times 12 times 1,000 is 144,000. 1,000 is simply the Jewish way of saying a whole lot. You know, we say, I got a million of that, or a million of those. It's just our common turn of phrase. It was for them too. So is there a way of saying there are going to be a lot of people in the realm of heaven from all walks of life, from all the tribes, so to speak, that is all the nations, and they're all going to be different people. And one of the beautiful things that we celebrate on this night, in celebrating the Feast of All Saints, is that anyone can become a saint, and that what they share in now is what we hope to live into in fullness one day. I was talking to the kids at the Mass this morning, the school Mass, and you know, I was trying to tell them that, you know, the saints had you know, really directed their whole lives toward Christ. They directed their whole lives toward trying to imitate Him and trying to make Him present to the world. And so I concluded that, you know, with, you know, now, if somebody asks you, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up, what would you say? And one little girl raised her hand. She's a new student here this year. She raised her hand and she said, she's not a Catholic either. She raised her hand and she said, I want to be with God. Exactly right. Exactly right. When we grow up, we should want to be with God. Another thing I want to point out. Why the saints? What's the big deal with them? Why do we have to celebrate this as a holy day of obligation? I mean, it's not really a feast where we're focusing on Christ. You know, why is that a holy day of obligation? Well, I think it's a mistake to boil it down to saying that the saints are not a focus on Christ. When we look at it just merely scripturally, what do we know about Jesus? I can tell you what we know about Jesus. This much. We literally, if you pick up a Bible and pinch out the four Gospels, which is the direct account about Jesus' life and His teachings and His words, we know this much. Check it out. We know well about Jesus through the lives of the saints. St. John concludes his Gospel with this. He says, he basically wraps up his gospel by saying, I'm going to stop now. I could tell you many more things about Jesus, about his teachings, what he gave us, what he taught us, what he did, and miracles. But he says, all the books in the world will not be able to contain it. What I pointed out to folks last night is, the saints are those books, you know? And we are all called to be a book about the life of Jesus, lived out. Each of our lives is supposed to be a great novel whereby we read and learn about the life of Jesus. Or others can do that through us. Now, that sounds like a really daunting task. And it's an impossible task for somebody who really isn't talking to God or wrestling with Him or speaking to Him in prayer. But all things are possible through Him. And the saints understood that. They understood that their lives weren't about them. Their lives were not controlled by them. That the Lord was working in them and molding them and shaping them to be something better and something more complete. So when we celebrate the lives of the saints, we really are celebrating Christ. When we learn about the saints, we really are becoming more intimately familiar with Jesus. It's not an either or. It's not an either or. It's a both. So when we call out to the saints, we have a patron saint, good. Maybe pick up another couple. If you don't have any, when we get done here, hold everything. Don't go get anything to eat. Find a patron saint that you want to ask the intercession for. Do it. Because we need them. We need them. They're our big brothers and sisters in the Lord. And they will help us in ways that maybe won't be clear to us until our death, but they will. So we ask their prayers. We look to them as examples. We look up to them as revered figures and heroes in the faith. And we hope one day to be like them, and not only to be like them, to be with them, so that when we grow up, we will be with God.